This is the Grow Your Clinic podcast from Clinic Mastery. We help progressive health professionals to lead inspired teams, transform client experiences, and build clinics for good. Now, it's time to grow your clinic.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Grow Your Clinic podcast. My name is Jack O'Brien, and this is my first day back in the hot seat, back recording for 2020. I know it will be well into 2020 when you hear this, but I'm really excited to join you for this year. We have an action-packed year already mapped out and planned for you, full of inspiration to help you lead your teams from an inspired place, a whole bunch of new ideas to transform your client experiences, and ultimately to grow your clinic and amplify your impact. And we get to start off with a bang. Today, I have the amazing Melanie Colling joining us on the podcast. Mel, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Jack. Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. Now, listeners, you might not be aware of Mel. She wears a number of different hats, but primarily I met Mel through Genius U and through Help Me Leverage. So, Mel, for the listeners who are unfamiliar, what is your backstory? Who is Melanie Colling?
Who am I? Well, it's a big question. history of me, I was in project management space in IT for a number of years, so 20 plus years, working in corporate and really not loving that whole corporate environment and always kind of seeking a way to get out of that. I came across Wealth Dynamics with Roger Hamilton, went to a couple of his programs, iLab being one of them, and that's where I met Jack and Ben at one of the iLab programs that I then came back and facilitated a few years later. So been part of the entrepreneur world and got out of my corporate role about 3 or 4 years ago now and moved into helping business owners and entrepreneurs build their businesses through projects. And then, that's kind of evolved into, getting together with Brett, so my business partner, and getting into podcasting, which we might talk about a little bit later, in the podcast booking agency, and then helping people, like we do in iLab, just get clear on what they want to do and where they want to go and how they can make that step, from the corporate world to business and how they can build their business. So, that's a quick backstory.
Fascinating. And we'll pull on a few of those threads. But before we dive in really deep, thank you for the overview. For a little different angle, let's touch on a couple of rapid-fire icebreaker questions to get a bit more of an insight into you. So, number one, what are you reading right now?
Oh, yes. Well, I've got a number of books on the go because, I was a start and reading a book and get onto something else. But my one that I'm actually devouring at the moment is Marie Forleo, Everything is Figureoutable. I love Marie.
Okay.
She's
B School, isn't she? Yep.
Yeah, so I've been part of B School and I've been watching her for a while now with Marie TV, when she started to where she's got now. And her book is really, it's so insightful, but really, down to earth, actionable things that you can actually do and implement. And she gives you, little actions at the end of each chapter, which is my kind of style of book. I love that. And really, really good tips. So I would highly recommend it to anybody out there that's looking for something like that.
Yeah, awesome. Listeners, we'll link that up in the show notes. So you can head over to clinicmastery.com/podcast, find the episode with Mel Colling, and we'll link up that Marie Forleo book. Awesome, Mel. Well, number two, who inspires you?
It's all these cool entrepreneurs that I work with, that I get to work with, and part of the community. So, everybody that's, found their passion or found something that they really want to pursue and make a difference in the world. And that's where I really love coming and helping support those people in what they do so that they can make their difference, because, it's not going to be governments that change the world. It's going to be entrepreneurs and people getting out there and having a different way of thinking and, a different take on some of the challenges and things that we've got going on. So I love seeing, and being part of that community and seeing people make their mark on the world.
Mm, so good. And so you said you spent a large portion of your life in project management and in corporate. I'm assuming that's not what you wanted to be when you were growing up. What did you want to be when you were growing up?
Yeah, I never knew what I wanted to be when I was growing up. I was always, I like a bit of this and I like a bit of that. And I actually still have that problem. And in Marie's book that I just mentioned, she actually calls it a multi-passionate entrepreneur. And she was the same. She had many things and, one of them was hip-hop dancing, which she pursued for a while. And it's quite hilarious, her stories around that. And, she kind of just said to herself, it's okay if you like many things. So I never really knew what I wanted to do. And that kind of went into school, when you choose your subjects. I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I chose a variety of subjects. Then I went into the workforce and I kind of fell into project management, made it work and I was quite good at it, but it was never really what I wanted to do. And it's only when I then was looking to, okay, what am I going to do, that I started to look into it. That's when I found Roger Hamilton and Wealth Dynamics and started to learn a bit more about myself so I could then kind of work out, okay, what is it that I want to do? What's my vehicle, you know, that I want to jump into, et cetera. So, yeah, I wish I knew. I'm really jealous of these people that know what they want to do from a young age. I must say that, because it was never me.
Yeah, it's funny. And I don't think many people do, to be fair. And actually, I think, especially nowadays, we've probably given ourselves as a society a bit more permission to, you know, chase your dreams, desires, passions, whatever they might be. And it's okay to change careers, you know, maybe a couple of times, or at least change direction with your vocation, yeah?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, years ago, people were in a job for life almost, weren't they? And it's so not that way now. And it's okay to, you know, chop and change. And, you know, people used to think, oh, I can't move too much because of my resume. But actually, you know, you should be doing that because that's where you grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And even more so for entrepreneurs and chasing that fire and passion as it evolves. And I think we evolve as we learn more about ourselves, which we'll loop back to that. Final question. What's a motto that you live by?
Oh, just do it. I love that Nike saying, just do it. in project management, you know, it's all about just getting into action and doing stuff. And that's what a lot, you know, a lot of people put plans in place, but they don't actually take the next step, which is action. Mm. So,
yeah.
Love that one.
So you're passionate about connection and helping people connect, which is so vital in a health clinic context. We referral relationships and partnerships are critical. But you touched on there that getting to know yourself was one of the first steps in pursuing what you do now. Can you talk to us around how entrepreneurs can get to know themselves better and why that's important to then begin establishing connections?
Yeah, absolutely. So mine has been a bit of a long journey on getting to know myself, but, you know, and I love all those psychometric testing kind of things, you know, and I stumbled over Wealth Dynamics, and that was one that really resonated with me. And I'd worked in corporate for years, so, you know, Myers-Briggs, you know, the colour test, like there's so many that you get psychometric tested. But Wealth Dynamics was really spoke to me because it was kind of simple, it was easy to understand. So it was like, okay, now I know why these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses, and I know why I've always done things in life. And so when you look back with those new eyes, you can understand your journey a bit more.
Sure.
And then it's like, okay, so what do I need to do more of, and what do I need to do less of, and who else can I get to help me? And I think that was a real turning point in when I learnt, you know, I went to iLab, but then I came back and facilitated. It's around the connection. So who else do you need to bring into your team? Who else can you connect with? And then at what stage are you at in your business on your spectrum level, which you know, Jack, is around, you know, should I actually be pursuing my business, or should I be going and helping someone first, getting myself sorted, and then going into business? So once you know all those things, the decisions become easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that 100% resonates with me. I know that when Ben Lynch actually introduced me to the Wealth Dynamics profile test, which, listeners, definitely worth checking out. Again, we'll link that up in the show notes, and we'll be able to find some coupon codes for you as well. Once we discovered our profiles and where we sat on the spectrum, it made internal operations within our business amplified so much more, and the ability to connect and see the lens through different identities was so incredibly useful. So, okay. So if a clinic owner is listening and going, great, I understand a little bit more about myself now, I've done some tests, I've got a really clear identity, how should we go about connecting with other businesses?
Yeah, so really good question, Jack. And it's around where you are now. So you know yourself, where are you going in your business? So what's your plan? And where do you want to go to in the future? So, you know, what's your goals? And then the next question, and the question I naturally ask, because I'm a supporter profile in a Blaze Energy, which, again, if you do your Wealth Dynamics test, you'll know more, is my question's always who. And I naturally ask that question. So if an opportunity comes to me, I'll be saying, who can I get to help me with that? Or who would know more about this? Or, you know, I'm always connecting the people element to it. So that's what I'm encouraging other people to think about, is who else is out there that can help me get to my goal, you know, but you've got to be clear on where you want to go. It might not be how you actually get there, but by speaking to other people and connecting to others, they might have a similar goal, or they might be someone that could help you, or you could potentially create a partnership, a collaboration, or some sort of connection that helps accelerate both of your businesses, or, you know, their goals that they want to get to. So you know, it's just exciting to have that conversation and open up, you know, to say, this is me, this is where I want to go. You know, do you want to join me on the journey? Because I think in corporate, it's a lot about competition. Entrepreneurship's all about collaboration. How can we do it together? How can we be better, bigger, you know, and so quicker, quicker together?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. What's that saying about going far, go alone?
Yeah.
Yes. You'll find it.
Yes, I know exactly the one you're talking about. I can't remember.
Yeah. If you want to go somewhere, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Yes.
Like that.
That's it.
We'll link that up in the show notes too. There'll be lots of show notes on this episode. So, okay. So if we think, great, I want to establish this. Should we think about partnerships or connections from a business to business perspective or a person to person perspective? How should we go about, and here's me asking how questions from my steel energy, but how should we go about this?
Absolutely. Good question. It's both. So, you know, when you're in business, it's actually people want to do business with people. Okay. And so it's also always the people behind the business that people want to connect with. So it's definitely a personal relationship, but then you have to have the same values in business. So you need to be kind of, you know, a similar path, similar values, similar goals, but yeah, your values have to match. And you know that when you create a personal relationship with someone and you become friends, you know who you're going to gel with and you know who you're not. And it's similar in business. If you're really clear on your values and where you want to go, you'll know if someone meets that or matches that. So, you know, the answer is both, but you can start business and then turn it into a personal relationship, or vice versa. You can start a personal relationship and build, you know, a business relationship. Doesn't really matter.
Okay, that's good to know. And that's really good clarity. I know a message or a mantra that we're often repeating is progress over perfection. And so, like you're saying, it doesn't matter. It just matters that you get started and reach out and start those connections. So what if there's a strong introvert nature or perhaps a little bit of fear, maybe some imposter syndrome? How does one get started reaching out cold to a list of prospective partners?
Yeah. It's a good distinction because my business partner in the podcast booking agency, Brett, is a natural introvert, and whereas I'm an extrovert, so he would not like going out and meeting people and networking, right? And he's like, ooh, that's not my thing. But there's still ways for introverts to do things. So, you know, we've got the lovely world of social media, and where sometimes it's you can get very distracted on social media, it's actually a good way of connecting. So if you're not that person that likes to go out to networking events, and there's so many different networking events, and you really have to be careful and choose the ones that you go to. And it's really about knowing why you're going out to connect with someone, who you want to connect with, and why you're there. So you really have to be like strict on yourself. You can't just go to everything, because that's what an extrovert would do. Oh, we'll just go to another party. But you've got to go, okay, are they my target market for where I want to go? And who, you know, so if it's going to find partners for your business, that's different to finding clients, right? So they're going to be in a different place, and they're going to be different to where investors hang out. So you need to know who you're targeting to then know where to go. If that's where you're going to go, you know, outwardly networking. But if you're an introvert and you don't want to do that, just, you know, you can connect on LinkedIn and Facebook and those kind of thing and open a conversation with someone. Ask for referrals from people that you know, or, you know, from your other business partners or friends, you know, in an industry, or, you know, just ask a question on social media, you know, where would I find these people? Like, there's a lot of people that are willing to help if you only just open up and ask the question. So do something that you feel comfortable doing. Don't feel like you've got to go and do something that's not your natural flow as well.
Okay.
And also, if you are an introvert and you don't want to do it, get someone else to do it. Like, hook up with someone that's an extrovert that likes networking, and then they can pass people to you, and then you don't have to worry about it.
It's interesting. Like you say, there's so many different channels and ways to go about it. One of the things that's been really useful for me as I'm building out my network is just curiosity and thinking, everyone that I connect with, there's probably a way that we can collaborate.
Absolutely.
It just takes asking enough questions to find out where that collaboration might be. It might be that they become a client. It might be that they become a referrer. It might be they can introduce you to someone who can be a referrer, but everyone can always collaborate. Mel, you mentioned the podcast booking agency. Podcasting is such a buzz word or buzz topic at the moment. How can podcasting help us to connect?
Yeah, podcasting, as you say, is the buzzword, and it's such an exciting stage of podcasting because, you know, it's still in its infancy, really, and anyone can do it. I think that's the super cool thing. Like, you don't have to wait to be asked to be interviewed from the ABC or someone, like, you know, a journalist coming to you and doing all this PR.
Big media.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can just start your own podcast, or, you know, if you know someone's got a podcast, be interviewed on that. But it's also, it's a different form of connection. So if someone can hear you speak, they can get a sense of your personality through your speech. And podcast is very conversational, which is great. So they can get to know you a little bit more. I mean, it's hard to get your personality across in text when you're writing, so blogs, newsletters, that's got social media. The next level is speaking. So if people can hear you speak, they have a different level of connection. And ultimately, you know, if they can see and hear you, then that's that next level of connection, which is, you know, speaking and, you know, video. And you can turn podcast stuff into video and put on YouTube. So, but it's just that next level of connection that people can make with you. They'll know whether they want to, you know, listen more or connect with you or do business with you or potentially partner with you, because they've got a sense of you and who you are. And that's what you can get across in podcasting, which is super cool.
Totally. I love podcasting. I've lost count. I think I've got four, maybe five on the go at the moment across a couple of different industries. And most listeners of the Grow Your Clinic podcast wouldn't be familiar with the other ones. And that's okay. If you really want to stalk me, you can find me in iTunes or Spotify. But I've found in my experience that there's been a twofold benefit in terms of connection and collaboration when it comes to podcasting. One, you can connect with your ideal clients in a unique way, as you touched on. The other side of things is connecting with potential guests and how that leads to deeper relationships and connections. And I know that's really your sweet spot, is connecting podcasts and guests. So do you have any ideas how that might play out in a local setting? Because most clinics are bricks and mortar in their city, looking for clients and partners within a 10, 20 kilometer radius. How could a podcast play out in a local geographic space?
I think if you have a podcast, and you would know this, Jack, is that if you ask someone to come and be interviewed on your podcast, they are like, oh my God, you've asked me? What?
Right.
Really? Uh-huh. Like, they're so appreciative and they can't believe that you've asked them, right? So that's 100%. The power of having a podcast is, you know, you can invite who you want and to interview and speak, and it's actually an invitation for them to share what they want, and then, you know, they can go and share that with whoever they want as well. So it's this sense of you're inviting them in to have a chat and you're asking them on your podcast, which is a super special thing to do. And that's such a cool way to meet people, you know. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So you just say, hey, I'm starting this podcast and I actually want to speak to people in my local area because I want to get a feel for what everybody in my area is really looking for, or whatever kind of topic that you want to touch on, whatever is key to your mission and your business goals, you know, create your podcast around that and start having conversation about it. You'll be amazed what comes out of just a simple conversation. We've had so many people that have guested on podcasts and they've actually got clients out of it. You know, hosts have interviewed one of our guests and said, you know, I need what you've got. Like, you're saying exactly what I need. I want to be your client. So you just never know where a conversation's going to lead. And I think that's the exciting thing, is open up, have a conversation with people around you. You never know what can happen from that. And it's so much more powerful if you say, hey, I've got a podcast and I want to have a chat to you, because people feel super special and they're like, oh yeah, no one will say no to you, I guarantee it.
Yeah. In my experience, you're 100% right. And if I can share two quick stories, I know that as we started the Grow Your Clinic podcast, we thought we'd love to connect with some well-known authors and published speakers. And we've been able to reach out and land some really big fish, if I can use a colloquialism.
Yep.
And being able to spend a couple of minutes, maybe an hour or two on a call with them recording the podcast has been incredible learning for us, and builds out an incredibly rich library for our community of listeners. And so reaching those big, prolific authors and personalities has been huge. But on a local sense, Mel, I'm putting myself in the shoes of a clinic owner who's really looking to connect with, say, local surgeons and specialists. And they're really, really short of time.
Mm-hmm.
Often we, as a business, as clinic owners, are trying to squeeze into a 5 or 6 minute appointment with them around lunchtime, and we have to take food and we're running late, and it's quite uncomfortable to begin these relationships.
Mm.
Contrast that with getting them on a podcast and maybe asking them for 30 minutes of their time to share their insight, their wisdom, their knowledge. with the insight that they will probably pick up clients off the back of it, it's a no-brainer.
It's
such
a win-win.
An easy way to connect with otherwise difficult people to connect with.
Perfect.
So is it difficult to start a podcast?
No, it's so easy. 3 years ago, Brett said to me, we should start a podcast. And, you know, 3 years ago, I'm like, what's a podcast? You know, because it was so new. And he's like, he starts explaining to me, and, you know, Brett's a mechanic profile, more in the technical side of things, you know, how podcast works and it's put together. And so he starts explaining, and I was like, okay. And he's like, all you got to do is, you know, rock up and talk. I'm like, yeah, I can do that. That's me. Yeah. And basically that's all it is, you know. I'm a very simple podcaster. I use Zoom, which we're using today. I plug my headphones in that came with my iPhone, and I just record on Zoom and, you know, upload the file. I'm not any more technical than that. And all I do is speak to people, and they're either people I've connected with or people that I've referred to, more like you, people I've sought out because I actually want to have a conversation and learn from them. And it's such a win-win because we're adding value to our community and our listeners. They're learning at the same time as our community is learning. And this, the guest is, you know, able to share a whole lot more people, and the right people will connect with them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's such a brilliant way to add value for all different parties. If someone's thinking about, great, a podcast is a brilliant way to establish connection, how can then they take that podcast and really leverage it and milk it for all it's worth in terms of content creation?
Absolutely. So this is where Experts on Air comes in. So Brett has created Experts on Air platform. So it's a podcast platform, and we do training. So we can teach you how to do your own podcast if you want to learn how to go about it and do it yourself. We can help you do it, or we can do the full-blown, you know, we'll just take your file, upload it, and do all the things from it. Ultimately, what we're doing is getting experts, you know, people like yourself, Jack, and, you know, clinic owners, are experts in their field. We're maximizing their time. So we're getting them to speak an hour a week or something, to record, and it could be a mixture of their content or an interview, for example, or combination of both. And then from that, you can extract so much. So that's content that you can turn into a newsletter, into a blog, into social media posts, into audio files, all different things that can be posted all over different social media platforms. And they can be repurposed continuously. So it's not like you put that out and then you never reuse it. It's like, you know, there might be a quote from that you can reuse, or something else is topical and then you bring up something that you've spoken about before. And it's just this continuous cycle. But the expert, who their time is so valuable, they should be doing what they do best. They're spending an hour of time and they're not doing all this other stuff, which as a business owner, you know you've got to do, but you are not the best person to do it. Right, so get someone else to do it. But if you want to learn and you want to know how to do it, then there's options to do that. So it depends on where you want to come. If you want to start small and just test the waters, or you want to go, yeah, I'm really going to smash it out of the park and, you know, go full on with this podcasting thing. But, you know, there's different ways that we can help do that. And there's lots of other people out there, you know, doing podcasting and supporting podcasters as well.
Yeah, awesome. I'd really encourage listeners, if you're thinking about launching a podcast, get in touch with Mel. We'll link it up in the show notes. But you're right, it's such a great way to be prolific with your content without needing to do a whole lot of work yourself. You might speak for an hour or two, like you say, you might learn from some incredible legends, and then someone else can take care of all the content that sets you up for a week or 2 weeks, and you can learn to do that yourself. But far better to help yourself leverage and get off the tools, so to
speak. That's right. And, you know, when you speak, like, imagine how long that would take to write, because you need to say, you know, or how am I going to say that or position that right? And, you know, you're trying to work it all out. Actually, if you speak, it's your natural way of speaking. So it's your natural words you would use, which if you're quoted, that's exactly what you would say. And it's exactly how you would speak to someone. So again, it's another level of connection.
Mel, that's been amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your insights on personality stuff, on connection, on podcasting. That is a wealth of information and knowledge. Listeners, we'll make sure we link up how to get in touch with Mel over in the show notes. But Mel, if people want to learn more, how could they get in touch, or where should they go to learn more?
Awesome. And it's been great. Thank you so much, Jack, for your time. And I hope this has been of value to your listeners as well. They can go to expertsonair.fm. that'll have all the links there to the booking agency, to online training, all the other options that we have. And you can also check us out on Facebook and all the other social media platforms that we're all over.
Awesome. So that's expertsonair.fm. And it's such a brilliant way to get started. If you don't want to reach out and get guests, Mel can help you get guests as well for your podcast, awesome. Which is amazing. Mel, thank you again. Listeners, thank you for your attention and your earbuds. Like I said, we'll link all of that up over at clinicmastery.com/podcasts. We really appreciate your honest reviews and ratings on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to this podcast. And we can't wait to bring you another episode of Grow Your Clinic again really soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Grow Your Clinic podcast. To find out more about past episodes or how we can help you, head to www.clinicmastery.com/podcast. And please remember to rate and review us on your podcast player of choice. See you on the next episode.